The following recording is a Spirited Talk AI podcast edition.
Understanding Sympathy and Empathy. Written and produced for Spirited Talk by Trevor Baldwin. Sympathy and empathy are two words that are often used interchangeably, but they have distinct meanings and implications. Both are emotions that are often directed toward other people, but they differ in their level of emotional engagement and understanding. In this episode, we'll explore the differences between sympathy and empathy, including their definitions, characteristics, and examples. Sympathy is defined as the feeling of concern or sorrow for another person's misfortune. It involves recognizing someone's pain or suffering and feeling sorry for them without necessarily sharing in their emotional experience. In other words, sympathy is a more passive emotion where one acknowledges someone else's emotions but does not necessarily feel the same way. It is often expressed through words of comfort or a kind gesture, such as sending flowers or offering condolences. Empathy, on the other hand, is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. It involves putting oneself in someone else's shoes and experiencing their emotions as if they were one's own. Empathy requires a deeper level of emotional engagement and understanding than sympathy. It is often expressed through active listening, verbal reassurance, or physical gestures of comfort. Another difference between the two emotions is their potential impact on the person receiving them. Sympathy can be helpful and comforting, but it may not be enough to alleviate someone's pain or suffering. Empathy, on the other hand, can be a powerful tool for healing. To illustrate the difference between sympathy and empathy, let us consider a few examples. Imagine that someone close to you has recently lost a loved one. If you offer sympathy, you might say something like, "I'm so sorry for your loss." This acknowledges the person's pain and expresses your concern for them, but it does not necessarily require you to share in their emotional experience. If, however, you offer empathy, you might say something like, "I can't imagine what you're going through, but I'm here for you." This shows that you are trying to understand the person's emotions on a deeper level and that you are willing to provide support and comfort. In mediumship, the use of these emotional skills is often difficult to control. Often, the medium is fully immersed in the connection. The communication naturally involves at least three people: the recipient, the spirit connect, and the medium. Although mediums are often taught to avoid taking on the emotional states of their connection, that is not always easy to avoid. Most mediums will be able to share stories of readings where both the person and spirit and the recipient have been in an upsetting emotional state. It takes great skill for a medium to leave such powerful emotions out of a reading without investing some of their own in the process. Both sympathy and empathy can be used in a reading situation. It remains with the medium to gauge which and by what proportions. Too much sympathy is often not very comforting to the recipient. Too much empathy will, more often than not, leave the medium drained of their own energy and laden with distress. Getting the balance correct takes great awareness. observing the more experienced mediums is often a useful way to understand the balance of sympathy and empathy they use. Their skill is in knowing how much of themselves they should naturally invest in their reading. To observe this in action, go watch a YouTube video from one of the great mediums, Gordon Higginson. See how much of each emotional state he uses during his readings. You'll be surprised at what you learn. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to an AI podcast created and produced by Spirited Talk. The facts and opinions expressed may differ from yours. That is quite normal, and it is up to you to seek your own truth. Thank you for listening.